Our first news stories include a campaign in memory of a local youngster and a local business growth champion. But first, the city's main post office has a new home.
The city's main post office has opened its doors to regulars and newcomers after moving from Castle Mall. The newly named Norwich Crown Post Office opened in W.H. Smith's store on St. Stephen's Street after being in business for 20 years in the Mall. All 14 staff from the old branch have moved to the ground floor store, which offers the same services as the previous site. The only change is that it will not sell packaging for postage, as that is available in WH Smith. John White, branch manager, said the staff were excited about the move and claimed new customers had already been attracted to the business because of its relocation. He added the move was to generate more business for us and WH Smith. Customers are pleasantly surprised at how open the space is. The feedback has been brilliant.
A former hospital site, which had been earmarked for a £6 million church, could now become a housing development. The Lynn Trust has submitted an application to build 29 homes on the former David Rice Hospital in Drayton near Norwich. It comes more than 4 years after the Trust withdrew its application for a 1,000-capacity Norwich Family Life Church at the site. The latest plans to Broadland District Council would see the homes spread out over more than 4 hectares with access from Drayton High Road. The new homes would not exceed 2 storeys and include 7 affordable houses on the site.
The newly appointed managing director of Norwich Airport says he wants to increase the range of leisure destinations it serves. Richard Pace has 25 years of aviation industry experience, having joined Norwich Airport from the RAF as an air traffic controller in 1995. He has been general manager at the airport since April 2015, in which time the airport has launched flights to Alicante and Malaga, its first scheduled sunshine flights for 9 years. He said our focus is all about connectivity, so a priority is given to our links with international hub airports and increase the range of leisure destinations to give customers even more choice and flexibility from closer to home.
A deepening relationship between the University of East Anglia and a university near Hong Kong will allow more UEA students to study in China. UEA Vice Chancellor David Richardson signed a memorandum of understanding with Chen Shiyi, the president of the Southern University of Science and Technology in Shenzhen. The agreement will allow UEA PhD students to experience studying for their degree at both UEA and SUSTEC, and academic staff from the two institutions will jointly supervise students and work together on joint research collaborations. This will initially focus on the area of environmental sciences, and there will also be opportunities for undergraduate exchange students from both universities to study at both institutions. Professor Richardson said, "At UEA, we deliver quality degree courses that allow our students and graduates to thrive in an ever-changing global environment. That is our goal, but it cannot be achieved alone. In an increasingly competitive world, we must work together internationally with strategic partners to provide unique experiences and added value in order to achieve this goal of providing the very best educational experiences possible."
Until the end of last year, Finbar Cork was like every other 5-year-old. Out exploring on his bike, playing with school friends, or keeping a watchful eye over little sister Nell, he was, his family says, a sociable, happy little boy. But after his medic parents noticed he was having dizzy spells, tilting his head, and later suffering headaches and nausea, alarm bells began to ring, and amid GP trips and referrals, they battled for a diagnosis. In March it came, a brain tumour. Recently, Despite months of chemotherapy and hospital visits, Finbar died at home surrounded by his loved ones. Now his parents, Tristan and Claire, who live in Heatherset, are campaigning for greater research and funding into brain tumours, which they say are woefully underfunded and under-researched. Paramedic Mr. Cork, 34, said, "Finbar fought this with every ounce that he could give, and so did we. We fought everything with 24/7 care and made sure he had as nice a life as we could. It's an example of how unjust the world is. Brain tumours are one of the most common cancers in children and young adults, yet there is so little research into them."
A scheme which would see the building of new homes specifically for blind and partially sighted people has been granted planning permission. Applicant Norwich Estates has been given the go-ahead for a development at Beckham Place off Edward Street near Anglia Square. An industrial unit would be knocked down to make way for homes. The plans are for a block of 7 terraced homes and a block of 12 flats. A further block of 18 flats would be specifically for the nearby Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind to house blind and partially sighted people. The application was unanimously approved by Norwich City Council's Planning Committee. Judith Lubbock, Liberal Democrat councillor for Eton, said, "We are very lucky to have the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind in Norwich. They provide incredible support for people with visual impairment." She added that the new housing would improve that area of Norwich.
The victim was cycling along Lothian Street off Barn Road when he was approached by three men. One of the men then assaulted him and items including jewellery and money were stolen. The victim suffered injuries to his head which required hospital treatment. A man was left in hospital after being assaulted during a robbery in Norwich.
Businesses in East Anglia will be helped by a newly appointed minister, whose job includes helping local organisations and partnerships grow and develop. In an attempt to bridge the divide between local business and government, the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy has designated an area of the country for each of its ministers, who will act as a regional point of contact. Joe Johnson, the MP for Orpington, has been named Local Growth Champion for East Anglia. The announcement was made by Business and Energy Secretary Greg Clark. Mr. Clark said, "Government has helped transform the business landscape by putting power back into the hands of local communities and businesses to drive economic growth. To make sure every corner of the UK benefits, I'm giving ministers in my team geographic areas of responsibility so that they can build on existing relationships to better connect government policy with the businesses and industries we're working with. This is part of our plan to build an economy that works for all," he added.